say is the most famous golf color guy on television?
Faldo, probably.
So you're kind of our Nick Faldo. You're not doing play-by-play, because that would be illegal.
Correct. Definitely not doing play-by-play.
It could be Tony Romo if he wanted to.
No, 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 Jim. Me.
For those of you that are relying on us for your Ryder Cup coverage, thanks. Tausch has got you covered. One apiece so far. And there are two more matches that are in progress.
That the USA, USA, is leading.
Was that your USA chant?
USA, USA, puberty.
The British Open, the announcer that does it has a very fun voice and says, USA, now golfing from the USA. Colin Morikawa.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, thanks.
I don't know how accurate it is, but I enjoyed
it. Oh, it's accurate, baby.
I also enjoy our weekend preview, which begins now.
You know the drill. Five games. You pick one. You must watch. And on a packed Wisconsin sports weekend, this might be tougher than it
I think this is
going to
be the toughest weekend preview we've ever done.
So I have not included the local games here. We can do kind of two separate ones, I think. We'll do one for the Wisconsin things.
Okay.
And then we'll do one for our regular slate of football games for the weekend. Let's do the football games first. So of those, the five that I have listed, there really are not any good college games this weekend. That's my opinion. If you like Michigan, Rutgers, so be it. But other than Wisconsin, Notre Dame, not a lot of great college games on Saturday. So all NFL, one you got to watch, one you don't care about. Bears-Browns, Justin Fields starting at quarterback for the Bears Sunday at noon on Fox.
That's interesting.
Ravens-Lions, Sunday, noon on CBS. Chargers-Chiefs, Sunday, noon on CBS. Buccaneers-Rams, 325 on Fox, but not locally because we're going to get Seahawks-Vikings 325 on Fox on Sunday.
Well, that's done.
Well, then how do you propose we watch it?
Well, you can do the Red Zone. You can do the Sunday Ticket. You can go to a local establishment. People do that, Jason. They go to, like, local taverns and restaurants, and they'll watch the games, like, out with other people.
I don't think Jason's been out of his basement out since March 11th of last year. I think he's pretty much just kind of honed in.
So those are the five.
Covering the team every day. Going to Lambeau Field.
Remotely.
No. In person, baby. Listening to Joe Barry
this,
tell
this
us
is kind of tricky.
Him.
So a couple of the games I don't have any interest in. Chiefs, Chargers, meh.
Kind of like today's show.
This is going to surprise you. Well, maybe it won't. I'm more intrigued by Tampa, you know, taking on the Rams. I think those are your two dogs that we're worried about as a Packer
fan. Here we go again with the dogs.
Do I want to watch Justin Fields and the Bears? I do. Browns, I think, are a fun team. I think that will be my second pick on my list. But if I'm only picking one, I'm watching Tampa Bay versus the Los Angeles Rams. That's the matchup I'm intrigued by.
That is an intriguing game that will not be broadcast locally. So I won't be watching it because I don't have Sunday Ticket because I'm usually covering a game on Sunday. So I will pick Bears-Browns and Justin Fields against Baker Mayfield Sunday at noon on Fox. That's my game I want to watch. Now, what's the game? Did you pick a game that you have no interest in?
He said Chiefs-Chargers.
Yeah, I don't care. What was the other one? Actually, the one I'm even less interested in is Ravens-Lions.
Ravens-Lions.
The Lions stink. Yeah.
That'll be on TV here, though, I think.
I think this is at Detroit, you said?
Yes.
I think it'll be a little bit tougher game than the Ravens want. I think they sneak it out late.
And then, so the game we're getting is Seahawks at Vikings?
Russell Wilson and the Seahawks visiting the Minnesota Vikings.
Are the Vikings going to go to 0-3?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because some people on this panel are pretty smart and told you the Vikings aren't any good. They don't play defense very well anymore.
Who said that?
That would be me. That would be me.
And did actually, they say it in that, that weird voice?
Probably. I don't know. I do a lot of voices.
That's what I've heard. So I can't remember if I said this on the show or I said this as we were waiting for Joe Barry yesterday. Mike Zimmer is the Packers' new defensive coordinator after he gets fired by the Vikings.
You're talking next year, or are you talking in season?
No, I don't think you get. I don't think he gets fired, and Joe Barry gets fired both in season, and then you hire a guy that just got fired as the head coach of another team.
When does
I'm
Green
talking
Bay 20, play Minnesota?
22.
When is Green Bay's first matchup with the Minnesota Vikings?
I can get that information for you.
So I don't think it's the craziest thing you've ever said.
Thanks.
Because if the Minnesota Vikings continue to struggle, they're overhauling everything. Cousins will be out. I don't know what their GM situation will be.
So the Vikings-Packers game in Minnesota is November 21st, and the Packers-Vikings game in Green Bay is a Sunday night game on January 2nd.
Ah, the penultimate game of the regular season.
I'll make you a prediction. Indeed. That game gets flexed.
Out.
Oh, yeah. That game will get flexed out.
I kind of want to cover Mike Zimmer. He's always been great on our conference calls. I haven't covered him on a day-to-day basis, but I kind of like the idea of him as the
well,
next
it is unlike you to call for somebody's job 2 games into their tenure.
I didn't call for him to be fired. I'm just saying if it were to happen, he's the guy I want.
You just said that you could see Joe Barry getting gassed, and then you're saying that Mike Zimmer could come in.
No, I said not in season.
Or Joe, not. He doesn't have to get fired. He could step down.
He could JB?
Yeah, you know, the 49ers paying 40 on him this week.
It sounds like he's annoyed enough that he's frustrated both with the coverage.
He doesn't get fired.
The fact that his coach put it out there that he told him to get his stuff together and start blitzing or start doing something different because what you're doing ain't working.
He could come in on Monday and say, you know what? Kevin King's not very good. This job's really hard. I don't want to do it anymore.
Yeah, I'm sure that's going to happen. So, by the way, yeah. Because this is why I'm irritated with him, and I'm not calling for him to be fired. I don't want anybody to get
fired. No, I'm not calling for him to be fired, but boy, I love Mike Zimmer. It'd be fun if he's the new defensive coordinator.
That's true. Those are all factual statements that I did say. But if you're mad at someone, and you're Joe Barry, what are you mad at us for? Shouldn't you be mad at your boss for saying publicly, which, by the way, he was right, and they blitzed a lot more in the third quarter. But you can't get mad at the coach? What's the old line about the NCAA? They're so mad at Jerry Tarkanian that they put like some other school on probation or whatever. Wasn't that there's an old joke about that, and you're not helping me
because
you're busy watching the
scores. No, I'm not watching Ryder Cup. First off, I don't know who Jerry Tarkanian is. I've never heard of him. Tark. Total Tark. I don't know where you want me to comment on that. I don't know. I don't know the joke.
Did I say wrong? Jerry Tarkanian. How did I say it wrong?
Isn't it Tarkanian?
It's not Tarkanian.
Coach Tark?
Is it really? Tarkanian?
Yeah. You thought it's Tarkanian?
It's not like titanium.
What did
it's Tark.
I didn't say I didn't say titanium.
No, you said
Tarkanian.
I definitely
didn't say that. Tanian. Tanian.
It's not Tanian.
Tarkanian.
Jerry Tarkanian. T-A-R.
Is that an official? So I'm putting an extra T in? Is that what I'm doing?
That is
you
correct.
Are. Yeah.
Yes.
There's no, he's not Tart. He's Tark.
Tarkanian is how I said it. So my apologies to Tark. I'll just call him Tark moving forward. Be that as it may, I don't should he be mad at his coach? Was the question that I was trying to ask.
Who, Tarkanian? Like,
You know, I've been carrying you all show so you could watch.
I feel like Tartanian RIP. I believe he passed a couple years ago.
I believe you're right.
But I'll say this. You know, they did this big documentary on the 86 Mets. That was really good.
Yeah, it was good.
I would love to see somebody really delve into that team. That 90-91 UNLV team, uncensored, telling us about how much money they got from Lord knows who and how that all played out. Somebody give me that documentary.
Jerry Tarkanian did pass away in February of 2015.
No, that was a while ago. The Tark.
I can't believe I've been saying his name wrong for that lengthy of amount of time.
Who is your team, outside of like a Wisconsin team, who is your team that is like, that is my squad? I know everything about this team. Because my older brother, formerly Bone on Bone, now he's replacement fresh, Tausch. He was all about this 86 Mets team.
Really?
Yeah. And I remember he loved Daryl Strawberry, loved Doc Gooden. That was kind of his jam.
Yeah. It was a really good documentary. I do recommend it. I think it's still available, even though it's already aired.
What an era. ESPN Could you imagine that era, what those guys did?
If you don't want to bunk in with Aaron Rodgers, you might want to bunk in with Keith Hernandez circa 84.
Dude, apparently. Hernandez and Ron Darling and that crew? Wow.
I'll tell you who my favorite team is. The Fleet Farm team. That's the team that I care most about. And right now you can join their team at their hiring event, which is going on right now. All locations are looking to hire. You get competitive pay, flexible scheduling, and a 20% off employee discount for you and your immediate family. So just apply online today and make sure while you're there that you sign up for Fleet Rewards. And the Fleet Rewards gift card giveaway, 30 winners will receive $1,000. Fleet Farm gift cards. All you need to do is be a Fleet Rewards member and go to fleetfarm.com/sweepstakes to enter. So sign up for Fleet Rewards if you haven't done it already. You'll earn points to save even more on the stuff you already buy at Fleet Farm. Plus, it's free to sign up. No credit card required. fleetfarm.com/rewards. Fleet Farm, proudly serving the Midwest since 1955. That is the weekend preview. I don't know if we missed any games that you're excited about, but Tausch is really
I like that 88 A's team, and now I look back at it and I don't like them at all. So I'm going back to the 91 Expos.
The 88 A's who lose the World Series to the Dodgers.
Yeah, Gibby and the whole deal.
Run. Okay. Yeah, that's a good one, too. Now I find myself kind of hoping that there'll be more compelling golf that occurs.
Oh, yeah, because you bringing up Jerry Tarkanian and something else that you had no idea what you're talking about. That's a lot more compelling than me talking about the UNLV running Rebs from 1990. Oh, okay.
Tarkanian. Dang it, that bothers me. I've been saying it wrong for like
literally 40 years. He loved chewing on Powell's. Not top Powell's.
Headlines are next. Continuing to get ready for Packers 49ers on Sunday Night Football. So it's time now for headlines.
We've buried the lead.
But it's not all doom and gloom.
Yeah, I've read the headlines.
It's time to predict this week's headlines.
Time for headlines, and Tausch, yours was so great last week that you should go first once again.
I'm trying to remember. What did I say last week?
Well, it was this week, actually.
It was so great, I'm trying to remember
Monday.
What it was. Boy, two. So I was thinking a lot about this, and I know that surprises you guys because a lot of times things just kind of come to me. And I was thinking because the Niners used to play at Candlestick Park.
Oh, no.
I was trying to get an Elton John lyric in about a candle in the wind and all this other stuff. I'm not going to go down that road. I'm going to play off of what we said before when we got into our Orthopedic Associates Wisconsin's game day preview. I think this is going to be about Shanny. And unfortunately, I think Shanny's going to end up on the right side of the ledger this weekend. The Shandy Man can. Up yours, LaFleur. Shanny wins this battle.
Up yours, LaFleur.
Yeah, it's all part of my headline.
The Shandy Man. Why wouldn't you just go, the Shanny Man can?
I did. The Shanny Man can. It's a take off the Candy Man
can. Yeah, we got it. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Put the D in there, much like I put a T in Tarktanian.
The Shanny Man can.
That's better.
I think the Niners beat Green Bay this weekend. I do.
I'm totally changing the headline I have planned now because of this. Jesse, you're next.
I, too, believe the San Francisco 49ers are offensively going to be the superior unit on Sunday night. So do you guys remember Captain Crunch, Captain Crunch cereal?
Yeah.
It's pretty good. A little crunchy, though, but the star of Captain Crunch is the berries, the Crunch berries. And then they came out with a cereal where it was just the berries. Do you guys know what the name of that cereal?
Just berries.
My headline, Oops, All Berry. Clear after 3 weeks, Packers have a defensive problem. Oops, All Berry. Because I don't think the offense is going to be the problem Sunday night. I think the defense is going to be the problem. And we are going to be potentially going scorched earth come Monday morning if the Niners put up the points. I am afraid they will.
Interesting. All right. So, on multiple occasions during today's program, Tausch has gone with sticking up their you-know-whats or something to that effect, or their you-know-where. And now he has come up with for his headline, The Shanty Man Can. And then what's the rest of it? Up yours,
up
LaFleur?
Up yours, LaFleur.
Yeah.
Well, in honor of Dandy Randy and Tausch, we know that Matt LaFleur has gone out of his way to downplay how ticked off he is at Kyle Shanahan. So my headline is, with all due respect, screw you, Shanahan!
Why are you always trying to stir stuff
That's
up,
pretty
Jason?
Good.
LaFleur exacts revenge on his one-time friend. And the Packers win in San Francisco.
You're the only one of us picking them to win.
Yeah, and I got to be honest, I don't know how good I feel about it, but I really like that headline when it came to me after Tausch's. Are we, before we end our headlines, are we sure that the 49ers are good?
No.
Right? Like, they're 2-0. They beat Detroit, which, when the Packers beat Detroit, we kind of poo-poo it, right? And they beat Philly, which I don't think Philly's necessarily going to be very good this year either.
And I agree on both accounts, yeah.
This is San Francisco's home opener. I didn't even realize that. They're in Detroit and Philly in the first 2 weeks. They just played two noon games as a West Coast team, won them both. I think they're a pretty good team.
Well, we'll find out on Sunday night when they take on the Green Bay Packers, and if Jesse's headline, Oops, All Berry, comes to fruition, and we're spending a lot of time talking about Joe Berry come Monday morning, and Joe Berry's trying to find things to talk about other than his head coach not being happy with his defensive approach.
Got an update. Got a Ryder Cup update.
Please. Yeah, give it to us.
USA. USA. 3-1 after the morning session. Up 3-1. Good start for the squad.
I had a good start to my day
We did our first WPS Health Solutions Operation Fan Mail honoree today. Her name is Ruth. She's 99 years old. She enlisted in the Navy in 1941, I believe. Her husband, who she later married, was a Pearl Harbor survivor. It was a fantastic story. I can't recommend to you enough that you listen when we post that with our friends at WPS Health Solutions and, of course, the Green Bay Packers. Together, they have been honoring current service members and veterans with their Operation Fan Mail production, which has been great. You see them at the games. They're back doing it now in person. WPS Health Solutions was formed 75 years ago to help provide affordable health coverage for returning World War II vets who are coming back to Wisconsin. Check out OperationFanMail.com. That's where you can nominate a friend or family member, either an active duty service member or a military veteran like Ruth, who's 99 years old. It was a fun conversation with her. We recommend you check that out. Check out OperationFanMail.com to nominate someone today. That's OperationFanMail.com. Whoa Nelly is next. It's Wilde and Tausch. Portugal the Man. Am I right?
Yeah.
Am I coming out of left field? Ooh, there's no kickstart. Before we play, experience, whatever we call it these days, Whoa Nelly, we definitely need to draw a winner so Dan in Cambria will know if he has won again. How many wins does he have? One? Two?
I think he's won twice.
Is the prize package the same every time? Like, is he accumulating a lot of ESPN Wisconsin koozies?
Not my department. Don't know.
Isn't koozie a fun word to say, though?
It is fun. And it's not. And I think there's different ways to spell it, too, which is always fun.
All right, Jesse.
Tausch.
I guarantee it's going to be the guy that told me to blow off. He's going to win this.
Rafton.
Dandy Randy.
Dandy Randy.
I feel fairly confident.
A lot of entries in here this week. A lot of entries.
There is.
A near perfect week. I have selected.
Literally one question wrong all week, right?
Yeah.
And it was question. That really crappy question that you provided that was impossible for anyone to get.
Yeah. About.
Good work.
Racine Case.
Way to break off the no hitter with a bunt. All right, Jesse, draw our winner.
Congratulations, Patrick in McFarland.
That must have been Wednesday.
That was Wednesday's first time contestant, Patrick in McFarland. He answered questions about legendary number 87s for the Green Bay Packers in honor of Jay Sternberger being cut that day.
So not such a dandy drawing for Randy. Some might say that the Wilde and Tausch karma, hashtag Jen Bielema, may have gotten him for telling Tausch what he told him. Now, again, he may have just been kidding, and it just didn't land the joke. But
with all
due
respect,
Tausch.
With all due respect. Let's get to Whoa.
Let's play Whoa Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rucker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I got to stay hungry for the crimson tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Whoa Nelly
on Wilde and Tausch.
Patrick and McFarland on the ESPN Wisconsin Talk and Text line. Did you draw a trivia winner? Yes.
Maybe he's...
Whoa, he Nelly!
After we picked him? Wow. Yes, and Dandy Randy won. Sorry, Patrick.
Okay, so we didn't actually do this during our weekend preview, so I want to do it now. Same rules as the weekend preview. One you must tune in for. One you would get rid of in this situation. Brewers, 3 games against the Mets this weekend. Chance to still win the NL Central. Magic number is 3 in the hunt for Brew October. Badgers, Notre Dame, Soldier Field, Tausch on the radio call on Saturday morning. And if LePay wakes up and he's got a sore throat, I'm happy to step in. I'll be there. Packers, Sunday night football against the San Francisco 49ers. And, of course, the Ryder Cup at Whistling Straits. Top of your list, Tausch.
Ooh. I'm going to go. I have to excuse myself as those guys. When you're working, you excuse yourself.
Yeah,
just like Collinsworth won't pick. Yeah. So I'm taking the Badger game out of the equation.
Yep, can't pick the Badgers.
That's fair.
I'm going Ryder Cup Sunday afternoon. I want to see the drama, and I'm banking that there's going to be drama. This might be a rout. U.S. up 3-1 after the four ball or after alternate shot. Yeah, I'm torn. Brewers is out. I'm not watching the Brewers. I'm not going to catch that. I'm going to wait until they close up shop against the Cardinals next week. I'm going Ryder Cup, Jesse. That's going to be my top of my list.
Interesting choice, but based on how you've been distracted today, I'm not surprised.
It took the words right out of my mouth. I can't believe you picked the thing you've been paying closer attention to than the show. I'm not going to recuse myself because this may be the only thing I get to see. Some very exciting U11 soccer this weekend. As Sydney has a tournament, so we're excited for that.
Wanakee DeForest, big high school football game
that
tonight.
That is a big game.
Rivalry game.
Heard it might be the game of the year.
It is the game of the year in the regular season.
I actually don't think Jesse's over hyping that.
That is the best rivalry going in the Madison area right now. I can't speak for what's going on in
the Highway 19
area.
Corridor. That is the war on 19.
Highway 19 corridor. That's pretty good. So for me, it's Packers 49ers. I don't think I'm going to see the Badger game. Sydney plays at 11. She also has games on Sunday, so I don't know how much of the Ryder Cup I'll catch. I don't know. Are the Brewers? Hey, I maybe catch a Brewers game at night while I'm doing some work. So I guess my second choice is the Brewers. There you go.
Whoa, Nelly!
Would Sydney be mad if you listened to the Badger game in the car while she was playing soccer? Because I could tell you,
and I'm not doing that.
I think dad did that once or twice. I wasn't upset about it. It's cold out. Big game.
I know Tausch is a great dad, and obviously he's got to work the game to cover it on the radio and announce it, but if your kid's playing, that takes precedent over a bunch of people that you're not related to, even if it's your alma mater. Sorry. Go ahead.
Whoa, Nelly!
They are delaying the vote on a 12-team college football playoff proposal. This is the Board of Regents that are the ones who could actually make this decision to expand the playoff to 12 teams. Do you think we will get to the 12-team college football playoff, Tausch?
I think eventually we'll get to 16. There's just too much money. They're going to try and keep expanding it. That's why I didn't really want them to ever go past two. When they went to four, I was okay with it. But you saw the writing on the wall. Just like going to 17 games, you're going to end up going to 18 games. It's just the nature of the beast when it comes to sports. I do think they're going to get to 12. I hope that that's where they stop, but the train's left the station. It's going to keep on chugging, picking up that cash as it goes. So I think 16 is where they're going to end up landing.
Wait, Jesse, have they postponed it or delayed it? So it definitely won't be this year?
No, they were going to get all together and vote on it. And then they said, well, we still got some things we want to work through. So we're going to push this back. They have not said how long until they will vote.
So it was definitely not happening this year, though. And theoretically, they could still vote on it quickly enough for it to be next year.
They could change it before the current playoff contract is up in 2025. It could go into play before then.
There's no way they're waiting till 2025. I think we all agree on that. Whoa, Nelly.
Whoa, Nelly!
All right, last one here. I have a friend who has interviewed for a new job And one of his coworkers also interviewed for that job. His coworker told him that he was interviewing for it. He did not tell his coworker he was interviewing for it, and they both have secured a second interview for the position.
Wow.
Do you follow?
And neither of these are you?
No.
You're not just saying that I have a friend?
No. No, I'm just angling for...
Just want to confirm.
Yeah, I'm hoping LePay's hotel room door doesn't work Saturday morning, and then I'll be in the press box ready to go. I'll have some notes. No, but this is a real situation. Should my friend tell his coworker that he also has a second interview because he didn't tell him that he interviewed for the position in the first place?
Ooh. How good a friend? Is it a tier one situation?
Tier two.
Go get the job.
Don't tell him, just go get the job?
What is it going to matter if he tells him or not? Is that... I mean, he wants to go get the job,
the
right?
The coworker is telling him, hey, I got a second interview for this job I applied for. So he's excited about it. What if he doesn't get the job, and what if my friend does without telling him he applied for it? And he knows how excited he was.
Sticky wicket here.
No, go and get the job. You know, you'll still be friends, I'm assuming, right? You don't think so?
Well, they're both in the second round of interviews. So they both interviewed well enough in round one that they've both advanced to round two. They have not been offered the job.
Go get the job. It's not, you don't have to. If it's not a family member or a close friend, go get the job.
But we can all agree that if Jesse's friend, who has not told this coworker that he is also up for the job, gets the job, which I agree, get the job, right? Look out for number one.
You want the job, get the job, yeah.
But these coworkers ain't going to be like friendly coworkers no more. Can we agree on that? Like, when your friend gets this job and the person who's all excited about their second interview, who has not been told by your friend that they are also in the process, gets the job over this person who has been talking about the second interview, there's no way they're going to be pals anymore. And I think it's too late to tell them, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's tricky now because you haven't said it. I think the best case scenario is they both get the job.
Well, I don't think that's an option.
Well, just double the jobs.
I don't think that's an option. It would be a little dicey, though. Like, what if the interviews for the second round are in person, and then you run the risk?
He's sitting outside.
Am I going to be in the waiting room as you come walking out? Be like, oh, hey, Joe. Yeah, I'm here. Surprise.
Well, it will not be a feel-good Friday for at least one of them if that's how it plays out. That is it for Wonelli. It is time for Feel Good Friday, presented by Nunn's Kitchen, Bath, and Flooring, and painted by Holman Lindsay Paints. We wrap up the week, as we always do, with Feel Good Friday. Next, it's Wilde and Tausch. Right now, you don't care. But we end the week on a high note, as we always do. And how I used to be. Presented by Nunn's Kitchen, Bath, and Flooring, and painted by Holman Lindsay Paints. Time now for Feel Good Friday. Hey, feeling good.
Like I should. Feel Good Friday on Wilde and Tausch is presented by Nunn's Kitchen, Bath, and Flooring. Remodeling your home and the moments you make within it. Visit one of their four showrooms in the Madison and Milwaukee areas today. Or visit their website, nunns.com, to schedule an appointment.
Feel Good Friday presented by Nunn's Kitchen, Bath, and Flooring, and painted by Holman Lindsay Paints. We go to the inventor of Feel Good Friday, Mark Tausch.
All right, this weekend, we saw the game Monday night, and we heard the story about Aaron Jones and how he was dedicating the game to his dad, who passed away from COVID. He had some ashes around his neck, and it got ripped off or fell off after one of his four tutters on Monday night. Well, this is the feel-good part of this is Brian Engel, who is the head athletic trainer for the Green Bay Packers, who was the athletic trainer when I played and helped me rehab my knee, spent countless hours. I don't know how many hours Flea puts in, but it's an insane amount. And what he does for every player, star players, you know, other guys. He spoke at Charles Woodson's Packer Hall of Fame. He means a lot to a lot of us. He is one of the best human beings. While they showed a video of him out at Lambeau Field at 1:45 in the morning, everybody left. He had iced everybody down. He, you know, goes out there and finds old boy's pendant or whatever it was in the end zone at 1:45 and got it back for Aaron Jones, showing a spotlight on Flea, which is the last thing he wants, but he deserves it because he is the best. Brian Engel, the best.
This is absolutely the great Feel Good Friday. It was a Monday night or Tuesday morning that he did this, but I agree. And everyone loves Flea inside that building, and that is further proof of why. My Feel Good Friday, a little bit closer to home. Yesterday, all that driving that I do to Milwaukee for Madison to be in the Milwaukee Ballet School and Academy. She learned yesterday after auditioning last weekend that she has been selected to play a soldier in the Nutcracker at the Milwaukee Ballet.
Awesome.
So I don't make it about me, contrary to some might think on this show, but I do make it about them a lot, and to see the excitement and the joy that that brought her, and then to think about how much more driving I'll be doing, I got teary-eyed myself. But we're really excited for her, and it was really important to her. And it's always nice when you get to see your kids enjoy something that they're passionate about and then have their hard work pay off with something that they care deeply about. So we're thrilled for her. So congratulations, Maddie.
Was your thought process something like this?
It is good! No, he missed it!
It's so good! I will say this. Rob Dabofsky and I talked afterward after I got the news, and we did talk about how both you and he have gone through moments where you've kind of wanted your kid to play really well at a game, but the team to lose so you could get home at tournaments. I did not feel that at all, but after the news broke, I did think, boy, that's going to be a lot of driving. So thanks to Boucher Automotive, where they ride with me every mile, because I'm going to be doing a lot of driving in my Boucher vehicle. That's it for us this week. Thanks for coming along for the ride. Enjoy what may be the greatest weekend in Wisconsin sports that we've had in a very, very, very long time. Some teams are going to have to do their part, though, including the Brewers, to win the NL Central. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you on Monday. Take care. Be good.